First this hour, it was an eventful week at the state capitol last week as lawmakers spent hours debating and voting on an expansion to the state's Empowerment Scholarship Account program. It's basically school vouchers. So how will they follow that up this week? Joining me now for a look ahead is Hank Stevenson of the Arizona Capital Times. Hey, Hank.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Doing all right. So after the drama of the ESA debate and vote last week, do lawmakers have anything else up their sleeves policy-wise that they can show us this week?
There's a handful of things coming up on the agendas this week. I think kind of on the back burner is the budget, and that's kind of where most of the energy of the legislature is going right now. But there's also a handful of bills that are coming up. Probably the most exciting one for the day is the rat shot bill, rat or snake shot, which is, would allow you to shoot what is essentially a .22 caliber shotgun shell in city limits. So a very tiny bullet, but instead of being loaded with a bullet, it's loaded with essentially like a scoop full of sand, kind of the way that shotgun shells work. And the idea is from, you know, Republican Representative Jay Lawrence, who says that basically this is not that harmful. If you shoot it up in the air, it's going to fall back down slowly. It's not going to kill anyone, but it can be deadly. I mean, if you shoot somebody point blank with a .22 caliber rat shot, I've called around to some gun shops who sell and, you know, allow you to shoot that stuff at shooting ranges, and they say, definitely don't do that. It will pierce the skin at very least.
I mean, if nothing else, I guess this bill has allowed us to use the word varmint from time to time in polite company, right?
I think we've gotten in a headline or two so far this year.
So, Hank, you mentioned the budget. That is obviously the big thing in any session, but especially now that, you know, we're getting to the point of the session where that's sort of the biggest thing left to do. Where do we stand as far as having the House and Senate on the same page and then having the governor on the same page as well?
That's a very good question. I think the House and the Senate claim to be on relatively close pages, maybe the same chapter kind of thing. As far as the governor's office goes, the real main holdup to the entire budget process this year seems to be the governor's the way to fund universities. Basically, it's allow them to keep their sales tax and use that as a revenue stream to bond against. They say it would create $1 billion or more over the next couple of decades to pay for school maintenance, resource and development, other things. But the whole idea of allowing the universities to keep their sales tax and then bond against it is almost universally hated at the legislature. There's a handful of people who are on board with this idea, but certainly not 31 in the House and 16 in the Senate. And it seems that this is a real sticking point for the governor. So it's kind of a game of chicken at this point. We're waiting to see who blinks first or if there's some kind of compromise that could allow both sides to walk away and say we got what we wanted out of this. So far, nobody's come up with a plan that seems to, you know, satisfy both the governor's wants and the legislature's wants. So that seems like the real issue that might drag this thing out for another month or so. Then again, you know, when things move, they tend to move fast. So maybe we'll see a resolution and, you know, get out of here in the next couple of weeks even. It's getting to be that time of year where lawmakers are itching to go home. So whether they're able to is another question.
You mentioned the university bonding. Would lawmakers prefer just to give the university's money, like a one-time appropriation instead of this bonding mechanism?
Well, yeah, I think they would even prefer to give them an ongoing appropriation. So the universities, it's estimated they spend maybe $30, $35 million a year on sales tax. So that's what they would get to keep. And the legislature at this point is saying, how about we just give you $30, $35 million? You can bond against that. So that may be one way that you get more people to the table. There's also kind of the issue of the state sales tax versus the local sales tax. The cities have been putting up a big fight against this proposal because it would take a big chunk out of their shared revenues from the state. It would cost the cities money. So cutting that out might be a way that they kind of get a few more votes. There's a couple of different things they can do, but none of them seems to get the House and Senate to those magic numbers of 31 and 16.
Hank, quickly, are there other sticking points? I mean, are there other things that are still sort of on the table that lawmakers and the governor are trying to get to a point of compromise on? Or is this university bonding mechanism sort of the biggie and the only one at this point?
It's the biggie, but I wouldn't say it's the only one. House Republicans, kind of every year, really, really put up a big fight over HERF, money that's essentially used for highway infrastructure projects. A lot of it goes to local communities that really need it to fix up their roads. Lawmakers want more money for that. It's been swept over the last couple of, you know, the last decade or more has been continuously swept. So that's a big sticking point for them. There are a handful of other things, but the real biggie seems to be this university funding proposal. The rest of it can kind of be worked out. It's a matter of, you know, $5 million or $15 million or things like that. But the whole policy of how Ducey wants to fund university is receiving a lot of pushback at the legislature.
$5 million, $15 million, pretty soon we're talking about real money, right? That's Hank Stevenson of the Arizona Capital Times. Hank, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me on, Mark.